purpose to return the realm to the wild. Wild it was, and wild it shall be. A solitary howl rose from the woods, almost an animal sound, but shaped by a more articulate mouth. The howl was joined by others until it was a chorus that rang from the trees and echoed upward, climbing through the branches and leaves until it burst out of the canopy and rushed the stars themselves. Night spun around itself, a disorienting feeling. There was a swirl of stars, then the world below once again resolved itself, the heavens separating itself from the earth below. A sensation of falling arose suddenly, dropping toward the canopy once again, drifting through leaves and branches until hitting the icy surface of a bubbling brook. Twisting through a rock-walled cavern, the brook sped down a path through the thickest part of the forest, trees and branches and overlapping ferns, making it almost imperceptible, save for the sound of its journey. Rocks give way to dirt embankments and thick vegetation, and the pace of the brook slowed, currents gently from roars to whispers, until it emptied itself into a small pool beside a thicket, a willow sighing over the water on the opposite bank. Among the tangle of the thicket, a small grassy spot overlooked the pool. There she sat, quiet, reflective. The peace of the thicket was undisturbed by the ancient woman and her faraway words. Here, there was only the gentle gurgle of the water and the talking of the wind through the trees. She could not see beyond the trees very far, the forest receding into a gray formlessness that surrounded her, but not in a menacing way. It was the boundary of a dream, the fuzzy margins, inconsequential until confronted. They didn't worry her, these boundaries. In fact, to her, they did not exist, for really does a dreamer know she is in a dream? She watched the eddies whirl and vanish, and wondered idly whether there was something she was supposed to be doing. Memory was slippery here, and it seemed to take too much effort to hold on to things when the gentle breeze encouraged her to forget them. She'd long ago forgotten to wonder where she was, or even who she was, or why it mattered. The wind picked up, the leaves around her rattling. Branches began to sway, then the trees themselves, their whispers turning to groans as the breeze became something much less gentle. She looked up, concern creasing her features for the first time she could remember. Menace filled her belly, an unfamiliar feeling that made her muscles tense. Her breath became shallow. Despite the mighty wind shaking the trees around her, the pool itself had become still, its surface no longer giving a glimpse to the rocks, plants, and small silverfish that dwelled below. It had become fathomless, dark, and deep. She leaned over, then froze, her reflection coming into view. Eyes carved of light stone stared back at her, and she noticed pale ear tips poking through the waves of her thick, light honey hair. Plump lips of pale pink framed a mouth that was smiling. Touching her lips, she let out a gasp to discover that her reflection did not mimic her motions. The smiling lips were not her lips, the hands not her hands. The reflection's smile turned sharp and sinister, and the need to flee filled her. Goose flesh dotted her skin, a chill filling her. She'd made up her mind to run, but her body did not move. It could not. She could only look in horror at her reflection and wonder whether something ominous lurked beneath the depths, or whether it was too late, and that ominous something had already breached her defenses. She couldn't remember, after all. A hand gripped her shoulder, and the world around her faded to nothingness. Chapter 1. "You're me," the familiar voice whispered. "Remember?" She gasped, waking suddenly to a world of light and sound. Scrambling up from the ground to her hands and knees, she blinked at her surroundings. The first thing she recognized was the gurgling of a stream, followed by the sound of birds trilling in the trees and the rustling of wind through leaves. Pulling herself to her feet, she groaned, then touched the back of her head. It felt tender there, as if it had been hit. Or maybe I fell. A quick glance revealed that the grass she was standing on had been pressed down with the weight of her unconscious body, but that the vegetation around her seemed undisturbed. What happened? What happened to me? She tried to retrace her steps, but she couldn't. How did I get here? And where is here? No answers revealed themselves as she stood and stared at the stream. Then the other bank, which was dotted with trees and bushes. I'm in a forest. The realization caused her to shiver, but she couldn't be sure exactly why. Why should I feel worse?